I tell you something?
Closer.
Yeah, a little bit closer.
Hi.
Hi.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Don't you ever f with me and alcohol. Got it?
Oh, you got a problem with that, nerd? I'll throw a fireball in your face, because I'm a wizard.
So they were able to get him to the hospital in time.
Yes, he's in the intensive care ward at Our Lady of the Worthless Nerve.
Oh, we've discussed this. Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
Hey, why can't we be Universe A?
Yeah!
We want the best letter!
We called it first. Besides, this place kind of feels like a B, you know?
You have my sister. If not, would you like a margarita?
See, freaks in the street, I never, ever stare at them. And yet I'm careful not to look away, see? Because I want to make the freaks feel comfortable.
There's no crying! There's no crying in baseball!
You're listening to Comic Can Koozie, your weekly podcast for all your geeky garbage, kitschy comedy, and nerdy news. I am Cole.
And I'm Adam.
How are you doing today, Adam?
I am lovely.
What day is it? Is it like Wednesday?
I don't know. I don't keep track of days, obviously.
My phone says it's Wednesday.
Your little pocket computer. Yeah. I believe it is Wednesday then.
All right.
Let's trust it.
I'll believe it.
Yeah, okay, good.
Although computers have been letting me down today.
Oh, yeah?
Taylor's gone, and he set up the Alexa to turn the lights different colors, and I told her to turn the lights to blue.
Yeah.
She said, there's two systems. Which ones do you want to be blue, the window lights or the studio lights? I said, the window lights. She goes, we can't support this system.
Yeah.
And then I said, how about the studio lights? So I tried that. And she says, we don't support this system. I was like, you were working 4 days ago. What the fuck?
He probably changed the name to something else. I used to have a smart plug at home, and I had a fan plugged into it, and I named it Fart Fan. Mm. And then if Taylor had this knowledge, so if he'd call me and I'd put him on speakerphone, we'd be talking for a while because we'd be like playing guitar with each other or something like that. And then you go, hey, Alexa, turn on Fart Fan. And like my fan would always kick on. I'm like, damn it. I can't have any secrets. You can't tell Taylor anything.
No, you can't.
You can't. Like, you can tell him stuff. I sometimes send him a picture just that I think is dorky. And then he shares it with everyone all the time. And then I changed like my Facebook picture. And then he sent it to me and you. On, like, a text.
Oh, is this quite a while back?
No, this was, like, this week,
I know what we're talking about.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, it's me, you know? Like, I didn't even comment back. I'm like, yes, that is a picture.
I looked at the picture, and I was just like, yeah, Taylor said, that's fucking hilarious. And then there was a picture of you. I didn't even look at who sent it. I thought you sent it. I was like, okay,
no, yeah,
Adam's just randomly sending...
Exactly.
Weird-ass pictures of himself.
I'm not, though. You know, Taylor sent him weird-ass pictures of me.
But if you're wondering, we never address this. Taylor's in Omaha, Nebraska. He obviously, like, the last time he had to go somewhere from work, they sent him to bumfuck fucking Oklahoma. I don't remember where.
And now it's Omaha.
And then he came back, and they're like, we're giving you a promotion, but we got to train you how to do stuff. So, and he was all bummed out about going to Oklahoma because it was some little town with not a lot to do.
Yeah,
they're like, we're gonna send you to Omaha, and I was like, you know, Omaha is never a place that I actually I ever thought about going. I don't think I'd ever just be like, oh, I should go to Omaha. But you know what? I was pretty happy for him because he got what he wanted. He got to go to kind of like a larger metro area, and he's found a lot of shit to do down there. I'm not going to tell you all the things he's been doing.
Yeah.
Because he'll probably want to talk about it when he gets back.
I guess I've heard about Omaha from one gal I used to work with who ended up moving there, and she had come back, I was like, so how is Omaha? And she's like,
can we just say it like this, though? Omaha.
Omaha.
How is Omaha?
Then if you say it, if you say Omaha, 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 then it sounds like it's tropical.
Now, that sounds racist. I think you're making fun of Native Americans.
Oweemawa. Is Omaha a Native American?
I'm not sure.
I wonder. Anyway, she's like, it sucks. She's like, it's here. It's bigger, but like there's not. I mean, I guess maybe if you're like really any city you live in, you see whatever there is, and it's nice to have options sometimes. Yeah. But like, whether you take advantage of them or not, you know.
Like he's really been taking advantage of. Well, yeah, options he sent out
a
there.
Few photos of what of different places, which I didn't really look at the photos all that closely. But he had hinted he was gonna like try to go to. I think on the last cast he was gonna see some bands or something that
he did talk about. I don't think it was on the cast, but there was a band that he was definitely gonna go see. And I'll just let him talk about that one.
Yeah, you can. We don't need to talk about Taylor.
Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him.
Anyway, I went to a funeral today.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So last week my grandma died, and we didn't talk about it on the podcast, and I'm not going to talk about it a whole lot. But so last night was the visitation. I guess some people would call it a wake.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
So you go there, and then people talk about
say nice things
the deceased or whatever.
Yeah.
So I got up and I said some things, and then my brother also did. So my mom sent us a text saying, "I just wanted to. I'm not gonna say what I said either.
Yeah, okay.
So it's none of your business.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell you.
Tell me your mom's business.
I just wanted to tell you guys how proud Pop and I were of your kind words for Mabel. We were so touched, and so I send back, "You're welcome."
You're welcome. I go,
but what did we say? I kind of blacked out while I was talking.
Oh, okay.
All right. So she sends this text back. How long is that?
Wow. That's a good two paragraphs.
That's a solid long text.
Yeah.
Basically summing up everything that I said.
Wow.
And then like saying, oh, and I thought it was so sweet that one of the goddaughters from the other side of the family kind of like piggybacked on what I was saying, and like kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
She went on, right? Just on and on and on. And then I, right after she sends that, I go, I was joking. I remembered everything.
But thanks for the summary, Mom.
I remembered everything I said.
I was so nervous.
I know some people get like really nervous when they're public speaking, and they just kind of black out and they just kind of babble on and on. I knew everything that I said. Like,
well, had fun with your mom then.
Yeah.
Cool. That's why we're casting today then? Because you ended up with today off? Because you're normally working, I thought.
Yeah, I would normally be working on Wednesday.
Okay.
We could have done it last night, but I was just not up to it. What? Sunday is kind of when we normally try to, Monday if we have to. But Saturday night, it snowed.
Yeah.
And,
that's why you were aching.
I was, okay, yeah. So You shovel, right?
Yeah, I shovel. I'm lucky. I don't have a sidewalk to shovel. I only have
the driveway.
A hill driveway, yeah.
And then a little path leading up to your door. Yeah. So Taylor's not here. I barely know how to use the snowblower, and there wasn't enough snow to use the snowblower.
Yeah.
So I did. We live on a corner, so I did our driveway, and I did part of the old lady next door's, not a lot, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Taylor'd get mad if I did too much of hers. Then I did the driveway part of hers, and then our whole sidewalk, you know, going, which is it goes around the corner and then halfway down the block.
Yeah, I mean, because the sidewalk extends towards your part of your backyard there on the side.
A little bit too,
the fenced area. So it's a pretty good long patch there.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, I got this done. It's not even 6:30 in the morning. My pop has COVID, and my mom's kind of got a bum hip and shit. And mm-hmm. I'm going to go over to my parents and do theirs.
Yeah.
So I drive over there, and I get over there at like 6:30. I'm like, cool, maybe I can get this whole thing done before they wake up and they won't even know I was here.
Yeah.
So I get the whole front done, you know, the front sidewalk and stuff. And they live in an alley, so I got to go do the sidewalk leading up to the... That's on the alley side, right?
Yeah.
And I got to do their back driveway, right? So I do the front sidewalk, I start doing the driveway, and finish up with the driveway, and I'm like, oh, cool, I just got to get this alley sidewalk done,
mm-hmm.
and I can get it. And then my mom opens the door,
yeah.
and she's like, I'm going to help you. I was like,
get in the house.
I was like, oh, mom, I'm almost done. Can you make me some coffee? And she goes back inside. I was like, yeah, mission accomplished. So I just keep going,
yeah.
right? But I'm almost finished, but not quite finished. And she comes outside with the coffee,
mm-hmm.
and she starts trying to help me again. And she's, like, got the shittiest plastic shovel. She's just picking up, like, one tiny little scoop at a time,
mm-hmm.
and then walking it over. And I got this good-ass fucking metal shovel,
yep.
and I can just push all the snow exactly where I want it. Yeah. I don't even got to pick it up, right? So we finish up, and she's like, oh, hey, the neighbors next door are out of town. I'm going to go do theirs. And I'm like, oh my God, they live on a corner too.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I'm not going to let my mom do this by herself. Like, I saw her shoveling. She's not good at it.
Yeah.
And
it would take forever if that's the shovel she chooses to use.
And just like her hip, she's going to be sore as fuck by the time she's done. So I start helping do that.
Yeah. Right.
And we get that finished up, and I'm ready to go inside and drink my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Now my coffee's been sitting outside, so it's cold as shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, okay, we're done, you know? She's like, oh, let's go do Margo's. I'm like, are you kidding me? Margo's area is tiny, but by this part, I'm just dying.
Yeah, and you've already done three.
Yeah. So we finish up Margo's, and we finally go inside, you know? I hang out with her for a while and stuff.
Yeah.
And I come back home. And around 5 o'clock, I was thinking about calling you to come over and do this.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I can't even stand up. I'm just going to tell Adam, like, let's not do this right now.
Yeah.
So.
Which was fine. You know, I would have been on board. It probably would have worked out better for me on Sunday.
Yeah.
But that's all right. My sister was in town with her boyfriend, too, so, I mean, it was nice to hang out with them. And then on...
What'd you do?
Well, they came to town Friday evening to try to avoid the snowstorm, but they came to town because the Humane Society was doing their fundraiser called the Benepet.
What's that?
It's like a... it's a themed thing, so they themed it 1920s, and it's like just an get-together, eat food, and bid on, like, auction stuff. And they have, like, games, but everything is quite expensive. It's kind of ritzy,
okay.
but it's not. I mean, like, it's whatever, but I'd say the price of things is ritzy in that sense. So my mom had... purchased a table for us all to, you know, sit at, and that included the meal and whatever.
Like, okay. I thought you were saying, like, for the benefit, your mom bought a table.
Oh, no.
I get it now.
Yeah, so, right. I mean, it was set up like a wedding, because right. it was at 1603.
Okay, cool, yeah, cool.
And then, so, that's why they came to town, and I won't get into the Benepet itself. I thought it was overall a decent time. And that, you know, whatever. I was just surprised they did an auction and some people they bid it up quite high for things that were definitely not worth as much as they were getting. But again, it was to go towards the Humane Society. So, and this was kind of like the big event to get that money. other than they do a few other events throughout the year, like the rummage sale and stuff. But I think they get a ton of money for this event.
I've never been to anything like that, like what you were describing.
Yeah.
But
well, so that's
my brother in the company he works for, they apparently, my uncle runs the company and goes to one of these things. What's that science thing up that science center? Oh,
that's it. Yeah, the Gateway to Science.
The Gateway to Science does one of these like every year. And my uncle goes like every year. Well, Shay got invited, and Shay never goes to that thing, you know?
Yeah.
But he got invited by some friends to go with them to that. And so he was sitting at a different table than my uncle and shit. And Shay goes, yeah, it's basically just an event for people with money to throw their dick or to swing their big dick around. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah. He was, I'm not going to say my uncle's name.
Yeah, okay.
But he goes, our uncle bid like so much money. Like, I think it was like $10,000 on something that was like probably worth like $500, you know, like. And he's like, yeah, what does he care? He's probably just using the company's money.
Sure. I was saying at the auction, I was like, I could probably be the first bidder on every item. Because I started them at like $100.
Okay.
And I'll look like I'm there willing to blow money. And then I'll just
get a look bid. Like I care about pets.
Yes. You know, I'll look like, hey, that guy, look at him. He's bidding on everything. That guy's here to spend. And then I won't win anything and I won't have to spend any money.
Yeah.
Which I don't have any money for it anyway because it's way too spendy. And there's nothing there that they were auctioning off that I would be interested in anyway.
It's a good plan, though.
Yeah.
Make it look like you got the Buko dollars.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Open the bid up. Why not? You know. And then, let's see. I showed them my theater set up in the basement, so we ended up watching Tron Legacy in 3D.
Okay.
So that was cool. That was on Friday night. We went to the Benepet on Saturday. Sunday, I took my sister to Ugly Box Store. Just hung around the house, basically, the rest of the time. Although we did, my sister and I watched a new Nick Cage movie.
Is it the one where he's bald?
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen that on some kind of streaming service.
Yeah, it's Dream Scenario.
Okay.
And overall, I don't know, the movie was interesting, but I don't think I'd recommend it, really. There was, like, one scene where he, like, farted and jizzed his pants. You know, so that was kind of funny.
So, like, it's just based on me.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I was about to say that.
It's a biography of me. Or
about you, yeah. Yeah.
Biopic. Biopic of me.
Yeah, and then, so you had texted or tried to call me, and I think I had texted you, or however it worked on Sunday. You said you were achy, which, you know, again, worked out fine.
That's what it was. You said, I'm watching a movie with my sister, and I... For some reason, in my memory, I thought you were bowling with your sister.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought bowling.
No, but that'd be fun. I haven't bowled for a long time. And then I said, oh, yeah, okay, we'll do it on Monday. You know, and then Monday came around. I was like, oh, yeah, I can't because it's my anniversary. I can't do it. I forgot. You know, on Sunday night, I wasn't thinking about that. And it's not like we ever do anything for our anniversary anyway. It's just...
You just can't ditch the wife on it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just the rule. Like, I can't ditch my wife on the anniversary.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And then Logan had a jazz band performance at, like, 7 o'clock anyway, the time where we probably would have cast.
Uh-huh.
So it just didn't work out, you know? So whatever. That's the way. But here we are. This is working out.
You know, the amount of people that, like... when they're teenagers, play in a jazz band is so much more than people who admit to actually liking jazz. I don't think very many people actually listen to it.
I don't know.
They have the choice to listen to anything else, they listen to something else.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I just don't seek it out.
I think there's different kinds of jazz. There's some that I think is like bullshit jazz, which is generally involving scatting. I don't like it when someone's like, oh, here's the world's greatest scatter. And they come up and go, I'm like, wow.
That's about as much musical talent as I have.
Yeah, well, you should become a scatter. You'd be awesome. I don't even know if that's the term, scatter, but let's go with it, a scattist. And then there's like weird jazz that's, I think it's just doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like they use every note and it doesn't sound in tune to me, and it's just weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't have themes in the song. It's just wherever. And it goes on way too long. Kind of annoying. Don't care for that kind of jazz. Old-timey jazz with, like, trumpet. That's fun.
Yeah,
that's
the nice. Old-timey shit is good.
Yeah, you know, that's cool jazz. Oh, I forgot. On Saturday, before the Benepet, I watched three movies then over the weekend. We went to Ghostbusters.
Okay, the newest one.
The newest one.
With Bill Murray and...
Yeah.
And the boys.
Yeah. Correct. Okay. And I thought it was good. It was enjoyable.
Nice.
But the thing is, who
else is a Ghostbuster? Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd.
And what's
Bill Murray? And you know,
we're gonna get called racist. We're gonna get called racist.
Yeah. And him, and then a call the semi villain outside of Ghosts. From the original Ghostbusters, who tried to shut down the Ghostbusters in the first one. He's from, like, the Environmental Protection Agency. He was back playing the mayor, I believe, of New York.
Peck. Walter Peck? Was that his name?
That sounds right. And he was, so he was, again, wanting to shut the Ghostbusters down in this one. I thought the movie was good. I couldn't remember the last Ghostbusters enough. Like
Ghostbusters 2 or the one with the women?
No, the Ghostbusters Afterlife it would be. So that would be the one after the women. The one with the same...
There was another one?
Yes. Yeah.
Shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's like the same characters who are in this current Ghostbusters were in the previous Ghostbusters, but I only really remembered, like, the mom and a teacher and two kids. And then there was, like, a few other characters who were in the previous one.
All right.
And also them going to, like, New York to take over the fire station and stuff. I didn't remember any of that. But that's how this movie started, with them at the fire station.
That's how I feel about Marvel movies.
Yeah.
I start watching one, and then I'm like, wait, what the fuck? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to remember this shit from some other fucking Marvel movie?
Yeah, I had watched... the Marvels.
Yeah.
Like, last weekend.
Did you like it?
It was fine.
See, that's what I thought. I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. It was just there.
But I had watched Miss Marvel, the series.
I liked that.
I liked that, too, actually, better than the Marvels. I felt like the Marvels should have just been a straight-to-Disney-plus kind of movie. That's how it felt to me. Like, they could have... broke it into a few episodes. Well, actually, most every Marvel thing, the way they've been doing the Marvel series, like the 6-episode ones,
yeah,
those all could be a movie if they wanted to just squish them together. Boom, you got a movie. And I felt that the Marvels, they should have just made it a Disney Plus little series, and I probably would have felt that it was more enjoyable in that format.
I kind of think you're right.
Yeah, and I noticed... I wanted to watch Miss Marvel before the Marvels movie because I didn't know who Miss Marvel, the character, was at all. But I noticed that basically the Marvels movie starts where Miss Marvel ended.
All right.
Which I thought was kind of interesting. Not saying that you had to watch anything prior to this movie. It stood alone fine, but... I just thought that was kind of helpful to get that part of the story, at least learn who that character was.
Yeah, yeah. The youngest one, the little girl.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess I've been watching a lot of movies.
So, yeah, you watched Ghostbusters, and you said two others?
Ghostbusters, Dream Scenario,
Oh, yeah, that one.
And Tron Legacy.
Oh, shit.
Which is, that's from, like, at least 10 years ago, I think. I don't know what year that came out. But I love another Tron. I love Tron.
I don't know that I've ever finished it.
Any Tron?
The first one. I don't think like I've ever finished it.
The 80s Tron?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I know about it. I know, like, the popular shit, like the fucking riding the motorcycles that leave a big fucking line behind them and shit. But, like, I never finished the movie.
I think it's worth it. You better hop back on it.
I think the problem with it was the first time I tried watching it, I was really young, and I didn't understand what was going on, so I got bored, and I turned it off.
Yeah.
And then I tried coming back into it, like, later.
Okay.
And I just couldn't.
Just, yeah. Whatever.
Just wasn't my speed.
So I think I watched it as a kid and liked it then. And maybe that's it. You just had to enjoy it then. I don't know. Like it as a kid, and then it sticks with you. And I still think it holds up pretty decently. You know, the new one was pretty good. I liked that it was in 3D, because I kind of am hooked on 3D movies.
All right.
Wanting more to come out, and I think some of these, I thought it was going to be a resurgence of 3D movies with the newer Avatar coming out. I was like, oh, this is going to boost the 3D movies. They're going to be back, and I can finally boost my 3D movie collection, and not really.
I tried watching a 3D movie with you at your house.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
Yeah, well, you know.
They're for some people. Some people love them, and I'm happy for those people. But
like me.
It's just not for me.
I don't know. I think when I first watched the, like, 3D movies at the theater, those are kind of hit and misses, I felt. And maybe it's the same way.
I get a headache when I watch them.
Well, I would too, but I was like, maybe these cameras are slightly out of focus, or it's a different... when we had a couple options for theaters, they used a different type of 3D at either one. I think one used active glasses and one was whatever they call them, non-active glasses.
Lazy glasses.
Real D.
Fat-ass glasses.
Yeah, whatever you want to call them. I don't know. I think at home when I have a little more control over it, it looks pretty good. But you also didn't care for... the projector you have in the basement here initially because you thought...
It was a different other projector.
Yeah.
The first projector, I could see the pixels.
Yeah.
Okay. And this one has got a higher resolution or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. Yeah. I have a hard time watching live shit on it.
Yeah, okay.
Otherwise, I'm pretty good.
That's good. Yeah. Huh. Let's see. What else is new?
I went to that Japanese place that he was talking about.
The one in Woodhouse? Okay.
Ichiban.
Yeah.
Ichiban Japanese Bistro, I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah, they threw extra words in there so that they won't get sued by Ichiban.
Sure.
But, I don't know, man. Like, the service was excellent. He wasn't wrong about that.
Okay.
Did
you get the same server?
I didn't.
Oh.
I got a different server, and she was awesome. You know how, do you ever remember going to the Woodhouse in the winter, and, like, if you're sitting near the windows, they didn't have their windows sealed very well, so all the cold air would seep in?
See, I felt, I am probably one of the reasons why the Woodhouse closed, because I didn't go there often enough.
Okay.
You know, I remember probably going there more often in my much younger years.
That's how I was too. Yeah. My parents used it, like, you know how a lot of people, like, they'll go to church and then they'll go out for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So every now and again, like maybe once every 2 months or so, we'd, after church, they'd take us to the Woodhouse.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be like going out to breakfast, but we'd go to the Woodhouse like once every couple of months or so.
Yeah.
And I even remember that from even when I was a little kid. Like, if we got sat by the windows, you couldn't take your coat off because the fucking cold air...
The panes were too thin or something.
Well, that's the thing is, when they bought this new restaurant, they never fixed those. They never fixed the seals on those windows.
A complaint card.
I was...
Food's great.
Freezing my ass off, and the waitress comes over, and she's like, oh my God, it's cold over here. Aren't you cold? I was like, I'm freezing.
Yeah.
She's like, why don't you come sit over here? And then I got a better spot. Okay. And she was really cool throughout the entire thing. But, like, when he was talking about how good the food was,
yeah.
So I got that thing he was talking about, the talky whatever, that octopus balls or whatever.
Yeah.
They're not great. They're okay.
Yeah.
Like, they're good, but I've had them at other places, and there's nothing special about it.
Sure.
And
well, I think he was finding a novelty in it, in that he hadn't tried them or something, yeah. Or whatever it was, or maybe it was... who knows, maybe they're inconsistent on their flavors. But yeah. You weren't blown away
by I wasn't blown away. I thought they were good. And then the next thing I got, I just got like something off the hibachi menu. I got the salmon.
Okay.
It's good.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's no better than any other Japanese restaurant I've ever eaten at.
Sure.
It's no worse.
Yeah.
It's just another Japanese restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't go there. Yeah. I mean, go there.
Try it, whatever.
Maybe it's your new favorite restaurant. But to me, I'm like, I'm never going to say no to someone if they're like, hey, you want to go to Ichiban? And if I want to hang out with that person, I'll be like, sure.
Sure.
But I'm never going to be the one to suggest it either.
Yeah.
You know?
That's not on the top of your list.
No.
Yeah. There's a new restaurant going up north by Kirkland's. By the North Dollar Tree and that...
Is Kirkland's Costco?
No, Kirkland's is its own... It sells, like, home decor. But Kirkland's is, I think, a Costco brand.
Okay.
But I don't think this Kirkland's is the same as that Costco brand.
Oh, okay. Because
this one only sells, like, paintings. But it's up by, like, the North Pizza Ranch and...
Oh, whatever. Shit, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's a sandwich... It used to be a sandwich shop there... And now it's called, I don't think they've opened yet, a Hawaiian place called Poke Bowl or something like
that. Okay.
And I'm kind of interested in trying it once they actually open. But I'm also skeptical on it. I was really pumped when Oahu opened up.
Fuck Oahu.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, this place sucks. Yeah. I don't know. I thought I went in there however long ago. Maybe I just need to try it again. Probably not, but I thought their prices were a little funky too for what I received.
That's what that ever since I watched Pulp Fiction, I've always wondered what a Hawaiian burger would be like.
Yeah.
It's like they're fucking chunks of pineapple, but I want one. Why can't we get a fucking Hawaiian burger joint instead of one of these fucking Hawaiian pokey bullshit?
I don't know. We'll see. But maybe they have a burger.
If they got burgers maybe on the menu, you let me know, man.
Okay. Yeah, well, you'll probably try.
Like pineapple and teriyaki, what would be on a Hawaiian burger.
You know who will let you know? Taylor. He goes to these restaurants as soon as they open.
Yeah, he's one of them fucking, like, has no patience sorts of
dudes. Yeah, he buys into the novelty of a restaurant initially opening. And I like to wait usually a few months to let them go cycle through employees and get systems in place where they actually like have someone who's working there for more than like a week.
Yeah.
You know, because they always go through new employees who don't know what they're doing. They leave, they get in someone else. Maybe they stay. If they stay, then things get solid. And I like to wait until that stuff's good.
I agree with you.
Yeah, you got to have the training in place and then give it a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been having back spasms for the past couple of days. I think I'm getting old as shit.
Well, you are. You think that's because of the shoveling?
I don't know. Maybe it is, but I don't. I'll go through periods.
Yeah.
Like, once every here and there.
Mm-hmm. Spells, maybe.
Yeah, then I'll get back spasms for like a few days. And then they'll just stop. And I'll go for quite a while without them. And then it'll start up again.
Yeah, I have not a back spasm. And it doesn't even hurt right now. But I have like a, what I think is an air pocket or something in my back. You know, like, sometimes you feel like a joint and you could just crack it or something.
Okay.
And it might relieve it. But I feel like I know how to crack. I can twist my back, mm-hmm. twist side, and probably pop it. But I don't want to, because as I've gotten older, I feel like if I do that, I might cause it to be worse.
Okay.
I figure, like, if I am moving around and it finally, like, decides to go, boop.
If something of mine needs popping, it's getting popped.
Really?
Oh, fuck yeah.
No, I used to, like...
I will find a basketball, and I'll put it in the middle of my back, and then just bend backwards, and I'll roll my back all the way up, and do it like bubble wrap.
Okay. Well, that's good for you. I'm not at that point of...
That was one of the best parts. That was one of the best parts about getting my ass kicked when I was in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah.
Like getting your ass kicked by a big fat guy.
But you also...
If they landed on top of you, you get a free back popping.
Yeah, sure. Okay. All right. Sure.
Oh, shit. Some days it was worth getting an ass kicking.
Yeah, well, as long as they're popping you straight and not bending you around.
Yeah.
Okay, so I went on an adventure with my son to Target. I know, good times, had fun. Actually, I don't go to Target very often. I don't go to the mall, period, ever. The last time I went to the mall would have been Black Friday. Not because I really wanted to go. That was just because Logan wanted to go experience it, and he was going to meet up with some friends. So he went and shopped, and I sat on a massage chair and put a dollar in and just, you know, got a little rub down.
There's two reasons to go to the mall.
One
is Shields. One is Shields if you absolutely have to get something like sporting good related and you can't get it nowhere else.
Uh-huh.
Shields.
Sure.
Or, you know, it's a good place for Christmas gifts, I guess. And then the other reason is Target, but I don't live very close to there anymore.
Yeah.
So now I go to Walmart because I live closer to Walmart.
Yeah.
But Target has hotter women there.
Now, we kind of talked...
Better-looking customers.
Oh, sure. That is correct. I think, did we mention it last year? Or last podcast, I mean? Where we talked about Orange Julius, right?
Okay, yeah.
So...
Is there one in the mall now?
There used to be... See, Gateway died, to me. Other than, I guess, AMC was still around. But the mall itself... was dead to me once Orange Julius was gone.
Uh-huh.
And then the only reason why I went there was for the theater. And that's gone, so Gateway's dead. There's nothing there.
It's just a black hole in the middle of a parking lot. It doesn't exist.
And then that would have been my number one reason for the mall at Kirkwood would have been for Orange Julius. And that's gone now. All right, back to Target. So we're looking for a microphone.
Yeah.
We went online. My son said, yes, they have it. Here it is. I said, make sure they have it in stock. He clicked Bismarck. Yes, it's in stock. All right. So we go to the electronics, and we kind of start snooping around a little bit. Oh, he's like, hey, there's records. Cool. I'm like, wow, there's a huge record section now. CD section. Very small. Records are coming back, taking over. All right. Which is kind of cool, kind of dumb, too.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone can rebuy the records that were already put out before.
Before everything
except
else.
Now they can spend $50 on them rather than like a quarter at a rummage sale.
Yeah.
So we were looking around and we start walking by the desk there, and there's a couple of guys standing there, and they're like, oh, can we help you find anything? I'm like, sure, you can help me find something. I'm like, we're looking for this Rode lapel microphone. ME, I gave the exact title because Logan knew what it was.
Like the make and model.
Yes, basically. I knew exactly what it was. I said, it says it's in stock. And the guy looked at me like, microphone, we don't carry that. And I'm like, no, you do. It says it's in the store on the app. I know it said Bismarck. You guys carry it. And he's like, can you pull up the app and show me? And the other guy, and there's the other guy standing there. He's like, oh, well, we can go look for it.
Uh-huh.
So, okay, let's go.
So the second guy sounds cool.
Yes, the second guy is willing to work.
Just from hearing about the first guy, I hate him because you asked for this thing, and he just says right away, we don't have it.
Yeah, I'm like, you have a computer in front of you. I'm sure you could type in.
And that's the other thing that pisses me off, too, is like he has a computer in front of him. And instead he says, can you pull up
the app? He wants me to pull it up so then I could show him. And then what would he do? Type it into the computer then? I gave him the exact name. The brand should be good enough.
Fucking hate this guy.
Yeah, dumbass. All right, the other guy is at least willing to look for it. He's like, I think I know where this would be. So he walks us over there. Both of them actually walk us over there. And they're like, oh, this one. And I'm like, yep, that's it. And then the one guy's like, oh, I don't have my keys on me.
Oh, because it was in the cases.
Yes, it's in a case. And then I'm like, okay. So the other guy goes to the desk to get the keys that this first guy was supposed to have on him. He's like, oh, I'm supposed to have these. I never forget them. Okay, sure you don't. They get the case, and the one guy who is actually helpful goes in there, unlocks the case, grabs the microphone that Logan wants, and then the other dumbass was like, oh, no, they want that other one. And I'm like, no, he just grabbed the one we want. We pointed to it. He grabbed it. That is the one we want. We don't want the other one. Oh, okay. And I'm like, oh, God. And this other guy's like, I'll ring you up over here. And I just ignored the dumbass the rest of the time, walked to the desk, and dealt with the person who seemed intelligent.
I would make a joke of, like, how many Target employees does it take to open, to get you the thing you wanted.
Yeah.
But really, there was a completely inept one.
Yes.
And one who knew what he was doing. It really only takes one.
And the one
who
knew...
But this fucking moron.
Yeah, the one who knew what he was doing, I don't know anything more than this interaction that I had with both of them. And it just seemed like the one who knew what he was doing might not necessarily know what he was doing, but at least he's willing to try.
Put the effort in.
Yeah, he was willing to walk and look for it, and he had a sense of where it was and was willing to go there and not just be like, no, we don't have that when I know you have it. Because if I would have just got no, I would have went over there and looked and found it on my own, which I was going to do anyway, but they offered to help. You know, I would have went aisle by aisle and found it, and then I would have had to go back to that dumbass and ask for him to open the case, and then he probably would have been in the same situation again, where he doesn't have his keys, have to go back and get his keys, open the case, grab the wrong microphone. I'd have to be like, no, put that one back, I want this one, and deal with it. It would have been the same scenario almost, but luckily there's a guy who just was willing to do something.
There was your story reminds me of way, way back when I lived with Josh Stevens.
Okay.
We were living in this trailer, and it was on the very south side of town, probably about a half mile from the South Walmart.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what day the movies come out. They used to release the DVDs on a certain day.
Oh, I feel like Tuesday.
Tuesday night? I have the feeling that you're right, but I'm not completely certain, but I have the feeling that you're right.
It just feels right. Even VHSs back in the day, I think was Tuesday used to be the movie release day.
Yeah, so like at midnight, they would start putting the new DVDs out or whatever.
Yeah.
So me and Josh had been waiting to see this fucking movie for, I can't even remember what it was, but...
Master of Disguise.
Yeah, sure. We've been waiting to see it for a long time. And, well, it's Tuesday, and this is the night that, you know...
It comes out.
That it comes out.
We know it's coming out. So
it passes midnight, and we're like, okay, we're not going to go there right away. You know, we'll give them, like, half an hour or something, and then we'll go there. And then it should be on the shelves by then, right?
Yeah.
So we go at, like, 12:30. We leave the house at like 12:30. We get there and we just kind of walk around the store for a little bit. And, you know, now it's probably about 12:45. We get back to the movie area.
Yeah.
And all the DVDs are still in the box. And like they hadn't even started putting them out.
Yeah.
And we're like, ah, man, that sucks. But we were kind of like, I worked overnights.
Yeah.
And Josh was a gamer. he played World of Warcraft. He he led a clan called the Green Lantern Corps.
Sure he did. Why not?
Yeah.
He's not involved in that anymore?
Not anymore.
Or just
he
not
still
as much.
Does. He still does a bunch of online gaming, but not World of Warcraft.
Okay.
You know? But, so, we're like, okay, you know, cool. I'm going to be up all night because I work overnights anyway, you know.
You're like, I came here for this.
Josh can go fucking play his video games for a little while, and we'll just come back after a while, right? So we...
Back in the day when you could go 24 hours to Walmart,
So we left, and we left, went home, and went back at like 4 in the morning. And so we get there, and the box is still unopened. And we're like, the fuck? So we asked the guy, hey, you know, do you have this movie?
Yeah.
It's like... I don't know.
No.
And we're like, could you look?
Yeah.
He's like...
Specifically so he in goes, this box right here.
Well, and that's what we... You know, we're like, it's supposed to come out today. Could you go through the box?
Yeah.
And he wouldn't. He went to the computer and typed in to see if they had it. And he said, oh, it hasn't been stocked yet. And then this guy was giving a fucking attitude and shit. Yeah. And then he walked off. So we went and started opening the box and going through the shit.
Yeah.
And, like, he came back, and he was so fucking furious with it. Like, what the fuck? All you got to do is open the thing and go looking through. Like, we were pissed. Yeah. And
you had at least 4 hours to do something, but you've probably just been standing here.
Oh, man. He was super angry, and he started yelling at us. And then I started calling him a piece of shit and all this stuff. And, like, there's no one there, but it caused a scene.
Yeah.
And...
Between you three, one of
the managers come over and they're asking what's going on. And I'm like, we just asked him to look through the fucking box. He won't look through it.
Yeah.
You know, so we go through it and he's giving us shit now. Like, and I don't know. I never seen him there again.
Huh?
And
okay.
Well,
that's positive.
We were there.
And that guy was Taylor.
No.
I'll live with him.
we went there somewhat often. We had always, and he was a guy who stood out. He was like, had long hair.
Yeah.
Long red hair, but he was bald on top and had dumb facial hair.
Okay.
like a Hulk Hogan sort of mustache.
Oh, cool. You know?
So he would have been a guy that I would recognize
if
I ever seen him again, but
yeah.
I'm hoping he got fired because of it.
Well, if you haven't seen him since. So
I wish bad things upon people sometimes.
Yeah, sure.
I know, you ever get any other shitty, like...
Well, I've told you about specifically Walmart before.
I guess you've told me about Taco Bell, like where you've gone through the drive-thru and they just say they don't have things and stuff.
Well, I've told you when I've called Walmart while standing... called the electronics store about the electronics department at Walmart about a certain I think it was a television and asking if they had it, and watching the guy in the electronics section check and not do anything, stand there and do nothing, and then get back on the phone and tell me that nope, I looked, I don't have it, did shit, and I was watching him. You know, because I knew he was lying. And that's why I called.
You did tell me about that.
Yeah, bullshit. So that's another person who's just not, like, it takes zero effort to even, like, with the little computer in front of you, to type in what someone's looking for, or actually look in the back room about whatever someone's asking.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when there's no one else in your department, you know, like, no customers, you have the freedom to go and do it. Like, you got to be bored at your job 100% if all you want to do is... like, stand there the whole time?
Stand there and get paid to not do anything?
Like, that sounds awesome in a sense, but it sucks.
Yeah.
Doing nothing makes the time
go by so much slower.
Yeah, do something with your time. Like, it makes sense. It goes, your shift's suddenly done. Oh, my God. And you feel like you did something. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Dumb people.
I want to go back to this funeral that I was at today.
All right.
All right.
Bring it back, the emotions. So, do you need to call your mom, have her send a text?
I've gone to a lot of funerals before.
Yeah.
Some of them were bad. You know, like, the speakers were bad, and some were good. Some of them are pretty good.
Most funerals I've been to have been just generic they have it basically. I think these preachers have a basic outline ready to go, and then they'll get some details from the loved ones or whatever and kind of fill in the blanks like a Mad Libs sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, and then just kind of go off of that general thing and then pick a certain verse or something to read. And they've been all pretty generic that I've been to.
This was the second worst funeral I've ever been to.
Ooh.
The worst one was a kid I worked with had died. It was a drug overdose.
Yeah, okay.
And the pastors came out and said, yeah, his mom, basically, I'm paraphrasing, but he's like, his mom asked me if there's any chance that he'll get into heaven. And basically, the guy said no.
Yeah.
That was probably the worst one I've ever been to. This was this was the second worst funeral I've ever been to because this pastor, Pastor Olson,
mm-hmm.
I don't know the name of the church, but I know where it is.
Okay.
I mean, if it wasn't a hate crime, I'd firebomb the shit out of this place for doing such a bad job at my grandma's funeral.
Maybe that's the church you can have Taylor test his projector on shooting porno.
Yeah, there you go.
Blast it right onto the church. See what happens.
So, I mean, this dude could hardly open his eyes probably because he didn't want to see the bullshit coming out of his fucking mouth.
Wow.
Like, so he starts off the thing by saying, oh, I met Mabel on a Wednesday, which is a weird fucking thing to work. I guess because he must do services on Wednesdays.
Okay, sure.
And then he can't remember if it was 3 or 4 months ago. Oh, great. So you don't know her at all.
Yeah.
And he has this fucking... Like you said, his copy and paste fucking funeral thing.
That's why it says, I met so-and-so on fill in blank Wednesday?
Sure. Yeah, it was a copy and paste fucking eulogy, and it was not good.
Yeah.
It was super, super long. It was there was 3 parts of it.
Okay.
Parts to it. Life, death, and eternity. So
yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
But he kept on inserting these fucking stories about himself, and the last one he said was just bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like about how he did funeral, and he was doing the sermon, and it was like he was trying to brag about how good he was. He's like, yeah, it was a packed. The place was packed and all this. It's like, it's not a rock concert, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not there for you. They're there for the dead person. So he's talking about how it was...
always recruiting.
Yeah.
So, you know.
He's just talking about how it was packed and everything. And then how later that night, a person who was at the funeral had died.
Okay.
And there was a woman who said to him, like, oh, well, you know... I don't know that he really believed in God, but after hearing your sermon, I'm sure he did, and he's up in heaven. It was just this fucking braggy bullshit. And I learned more about this dude. He told us more about himself than he ever talked about my grandma.
Yeah, well, like I said, I think he was recruiting.
Huh?
He was recruiting. Like
I know he's 58 years old.
Yeah.
He's got 5 kids. 2 of them are dead.
Wow.
I know he was in the Air Force. He went to Desert Storm. I know all this shit about this guy that I never needed to know.
Mm-hmm.
And it went on forever. So, and he's not a good speaker.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not at all.
There must not have been enough people there.
I guess not. So after we're done,
full houses.
I lean over to my mom. I go, Mom, if anything ever happens to me, I go, get that guy to do my thing. my mom doesn't, she's a religious person. She doesn't take that kind of shit, you know,
very lightly. She likes that one.
She started laughing, right? So later on in the day, and I just said it to her, right?
Yeah.
So later on in the day, I'm with my pop and my brother, and I go, and we're out in the parking lot, and I says, man, how about that pastor? He was really good, wasn't he? And my brother goes, he wouldn't fucking quit talking.
So it was the same thing. Everyone was thinking the exact same thing, just being, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of whispers to, you know, whoever was there saying the exact same thing. Other than, who knows, was this, what kind of denomination?
I don't know. Her. So this is my step grandma, basically.
But, yeah.
She was awesome. One of her kids, not one of my uncles, but one of her kids, goes to this dude's church.
Okay.
And he's all in, you know,
okay.
He used to, I don't have Facebook anymore, but this guy used to put up the sermons on his Facebook page.
Oh, and, sure.
I don't know. He's really drunk the tea.
I guess, or
sipping the Kool-Aid or whatever.
Yeah, whatever you want to say. He's all about it.
He's all about, and I don't know. For some reason, he thinks this guy's such a great fucking pastor. But this guy's so upset.
And maybe it was just an off day at a funeral. He did.
Well, thanks for making the day worse, dude.
Yeah, you know. I don't know what to say about it. Sorry that he sucked.
Yeah.
Doesn't make anything better.
Not really.
Yeah. Here's a Band-Aid. I don't know. God. Ridiculous. Well, you know, maybe you could write a strongly worded letter.
To who? God?
Yes.
His boss?
Yeah, his boss. Get him fired.
Hey, can you fire this fucking guy?
Maybe he could smite
him. This guy didn't put enough effort into his job.
Hey, watch the papers, the obits. Lightning bolt could happen.
There you go.
Bam. You don't have to worry about him. But then he won't be able to give the sermon at your funeral.
Hey, yeah. Oh, shit. I don't know. You got anything else you want to talk about?
No.
All right. Well, then for Comic Con Koozie, I'm Cole.
And I'm Adam.